This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Task force formed by Communist Party to study about the Millennium Challenge Corporation submits its report to the party chairs. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on need of praising glorious history of Nepal. Communist Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda expresses worry, saying communists in Nepal diverting from communist ideology. And UN says it fears bloodbath in northwest Syria. Now the news in detail. The task force formed by the Communist Party to study about the Millennium Challenge Corporation has submitted its report to the party chairs K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda. Coordinator of the task force, Jalanath Khanal, said the task force had submitted a 57-page long report on the MCC to the party chairs and the chairs would study the report for a couple of days and the party will take the final decision on the matter. He also said he would comment on the content of the report once the party chairs study it. Communist Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said the communist parties in Nepal have signaled going out of track from the communist ideology. Speaking at a building inauguration program organized by Narayan Bilas Joshi Memorial Academy in Bhaktapur yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said Communist Party was in the path of distortion from its ideology due to some cultures, traditions, opinions and trends, stating that he was under pressure to discuss the national issues with the Prime Minister. Chairman Prachanda said communists across the world were popular for movements but had failed while in power. He stressed on the need of punishment and correction for those committing crimes in the party. The chairman also said that it was challenging for them to strengthen party as the two parties were united for political stability in the country. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has left for Geneva, Switzerland, leading a Nepali delegation to attend the 43rd high-level meeting of Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights taking place from 24th February. Minister Gyawali will address the meeting on February 25th. Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Gyawali was scheduled to attend the interaction organized to be organized by Nepal's permanent mission to United Nations Geneva. Talking to journalists before leaving for Geneva, Minister Gyawali said that he would present Nepal's achievements on assurance and promotion of human rights, implementation of the international laws on human rights and other related issues. Likewise, he said he would reaffirm Nepal's commitment to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons and Repatriation on the conflict-era cases during the visit. During his trip to Geneva, Minister Gyawali will meet UN High Commissioner for Human Rights and hold talks with his counterparts from different countries. The Nepali delegation comprises senior officials from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, an ambassador and permanent representative, and other officials from the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations in Geneva. The foreign minister will return home on 28th February. President Bidya Devi Bhandari attended a special ceremony organized by the Nepal Army at the Army Pavilion in Tudikhel on the occasion of Mahashivaratri Festival and Nepal Army Day yesterday. On the occasion, President Bhandari laid a wreath at the Army Monument and was presented a guard of honor by a contingent of Nepal Army. The head of the state also unveiled Sipahi, an annual publication published by Nepal Army Directorate of the Public Relations. She also presented prize and certificates to Sergeant Lakshman Bajagai Winner, who is the winner of the Free Fall Jump Show organized marking the Army Day, and the first runner-up Warrant Officer Second Class Ram Basnet. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Chief Justice Jolendra Samsir J.B. Rana, House of Representatives Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota, and National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsina, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel, Chiefs and Representatives from Nepal-based diplomatic missions and others attended the event. Likewise, visiting British Army Chief Mark Smith also attended the event as a guest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has emphasized on the new general of studying the history new genre, rather, of studying the history of the country. Inaugurating the Indradaha Tourism Festival, organized by Indradaha Integrated Tourism Development Committee yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said all had to respect the glorious history and contribution of our valiant forefathers. The Prime Minister also stressed on the need of allocating the responsibility of renovating all historical forts to Nepal Army. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Barshaman Pun, has said media had an important role in pursuing prosperity and helping people to get their rights. Launching Hamro Mat Daily Newspaper and Hamro Mat Online, published by Purweli Janasanchar Cooperative Limited in Biratnagar yesterday, he offered best wishes for the success of the newly launched media house, affirming that media should widen its role in maintaining political stability and strengthening democratic republic in the country. Minister Pun stressed the need of reformation in media as per the changed context. The Nepal Electricity Authority has said Kali Gandaki A hydropower station at Mirmi in Sangja, which is the Nepal's biggest half-reservoir hydropower project, had been shut down for 3 days starting from yesterday for repair and maintenance. Nepal Electricity Authority's Executive Director Kulman Ghising said repair was being done after the main inlet valve started leaking water. The 144 megawatts hydropower project produces average 58 megawatts electricity at the present due to the receding water level in the Kali Gandaki River. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority has arrested Technical Officer at Drinking Water Office in Bheriganga Municipality of Surkhet District, Chitra Bahadur Kesi, with the bribe money of 200,000 rupees. The Commission's Surkhet Office arrested accused Kesi with the bribe money yesterday. Commission spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Koirala said Kesi had asked for the money with the promise of facilitating payment after the construction of a suspension bridge. Due to the changing pattern of weather across the country since Thursday evening, the hilly and mountainous region of far western province have witnessed snowfall. The Kaptar National Park Office has said the normal life has been affected in high-altitude places of Bajang, Bajura and Acham districts following the snowfall. Likewise, the snowfall has hit hard the normal life in Humla, Jumla, Mugu and Kalikot of Karnali province with the drop in mercury. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization has warned the window of opportunities to stem the deadly coronavirus epidemic was narrowing amid concern about a surge in cases with no clear link to China, including in a range of countries in the Middle East. Lebanon and Israel confirmed their first cases on Friday, while Iran's health ministry reported 2 more deaths among 30 new cases of the infection known as COVID-19. That brings the death toll in Iran to 4 and the number of infections to 18. Italy, meanwhile, reported its first death from the coronavirus as authorities moved to close schools, bars and other public offices in 10 northern towns. In mainland China, the death toll stood at 2,345, while the number of infections reached 76,288. The United Nations warned on Friday that fighting in northwest Syria could end in a bloodbath and called again for a ceasefire while Moscow denied reports of a mass flight of civilians from a Russian-led Syrian government offensive. Syrian troops backed by Russian air power have been battling since December to eliminate the last rebel strongholds in the region in a war that has killed an estimated 400,000 Syrians and displaced millions more and has left the country in ruins. The latest offensive in the regions of Aleppo and Idlib has uprooted nearly 1 million people, most of them women and children, who have fled clashes to seek sanctuary further north near the Turkish border. The United Nations Humanitarian Agency said 60% of the 900,000 people trapped in a shrinking space after fleeing are children. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern region, along with the central and western hilly regions, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 17.5 degrees Celsius and minimum of 9.6 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Task force formed by Communist Party to study about the Millennium Challenge Corporation submits its report to the party chairs. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on need of praising glorious history of Nepal. Communist Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda expresses worry, saying communists in Nepal are diverting from communist ideology. And UN says it fears bloodbath in northwest Syria. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.